Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/Scorecard Plus for details.
The Bert Show.
It is time to keep it 100 with a little side of a not so humble brag. There's some adventures in motherhood this past weekend that I would like to share because misery loves company. And moms and dads, if you want to share what you overcame keeping it 100 with parenthood to make sure Abby never wants to procreate, then by all means, call up right now. 1-855-BIRCHO, 855-237-8746 with a little bit of humble brag. All right, so Friday I was off. Because we have a rotating Friday off. So this past Friday, I had off, got to sleep in a little bit. My husband got Jimmy off to preschool. He had an early dismissal on Friday because the teachers were having a luncheon for the holiday. So I was supposed to pick him up at noon, right? So I get up. I get all my Christmas cards together. I get my Christmas cards mailed out. I go do a little mani-pedi action to get my Christmas nails and my Christmas toes. I bop on over to Jimmy's preschool, pick him up at noon because it's early dismissal. Once a week, I like to take him out to lunch. And so I'm like, hey, you want to go get a pancake? And he's always down for pancakes. Mm-hmm. So we go over to First Watch to get ourselves a pancake and just have a nice little lunch, right? The day's going swimmingly. So we're sitting there, we order our food, and then as a 3.5-year-old will do, he looks at me, he's like, Mom, I gotta go pee-pee, Mom, I gotta go pee-pee, Mom, I gotta go pee-pee. And I'm like, all right, you're listening to your body, good. So we run to the bathroom, and he goes in there, and we pee-pee. And the bathroom, you learn that most bathrooms, toddlers, they can't reach the sink, and a majority of them do not have step stools. So you're gonna have to pick your kid up to get the soap, to wash their hands and to dry it off. A majority of bathrooms now too don't actually have paper towels. They only have those air dryers, which my son hates because it's too loud.
Mine too.
It's not just for kids. Mo has to do that for me when we end up in the bathroom together because I'm so short.
That's where the biceps come from.
So Jimmy goes pee-pee, and so I bend down to pick him up, to lift him up, to get the soap. And as I bend down to pick him up and I twist and lift, I feel the pop in my back.
Mm. Oh.
And I feel the pinch. And I have pulled a muscle in my thoracic area of my back. And when I say I pulled a muscle, I'm saying I picked this kid up and I immediately have to set him down. And I'm going, in the bathroom, right?
And you don't want him to get so freaked out that you're freaked out because then that can really cause a scene.
And it's like, Mama, what happened? Mama, what happened? And I'm like, Mom, I hurt her back. Hold on a second. But his hands are covered in soap, right? Because we had gotten the soap, but my back is down. So I try to pick him back up to get him to the sink. And dude, it is donezo. Like, it is over. My back is out. I am screwed. So I'm just like splashing water on him to get like the soap off of his hands. And then trying to get, there were no paper towels. So, and he doesn't want to do the air dryer thing. So now we're both sopping wet. And I am like hobbling out of the bathroom with him. And I'm sitting at the table and our food had come. And so I'm trying to like cut his pancake so he can eat. I'm texting my husband to let him know I have just S the bed. I just threw my back out trying to wash Jimmy's hands in the bathroom, right? So I managed to get us home. I never saw my blind spot the whole time. It was just put your blinker on and pray, trying to get off because I couldn't turn around to check my blind spot. We got home. Thank God our babysitter was free. She came over, was able to watch him for a couple hours till Bart got home. I was not able to schedule a, was not able to get into urgent care that day because obviously
it was that bad.
Oh God. Yeah. It was so sweet though. While we were waiting on the babysitter to arrive, Jimmy and I went upstairs. It actually still hurts like to breathe in deeply. Jimmy and I went upstairs and we were cuddling in the bed waiting on her to get there. And he goes, "It's okay, mama. I cuddle with you and I make your back feel better."
Damn.
That's so cute.
And then he actually kissed my back because every one of his boo-boos, kiss and make better. So he kissed my back to make it feel better. Unfortunately, it didn't work. I needed muscle relaxers, but we got there. So I make an appointment.
If you really wanted to help, that's where you should have said, "Hey, go get mommy the muscle relaxers."
you head on down to the CVS and get me some. So, I couldn't get into urgent care that night. So I got into urgent care at 9:30 a.m. the next day, right? I go. They were awesome. I got a steroid shot in the butt. I got my prescription of steroids, my prescription of muscle relaxers. But he had a birthday party to go to that day. So I'm at urgent care at 9:30. And then I'm at home picking him up at 10:30 and taking him to a trampoline park in Marietta for a birthday party, right? So we get to the birthday party and I'm explaining to him and he gets it. I'm like, "Mama can't pick you up. So I need you to walk," and he's doing all, because your back hurt, mama. And I'm like, "Yes." So he's doing all the things. So we're at this birthday party at this trampoline park and it's off the chain. It's packed. And he once again tells me he has to go potty, but this time he has to go poo poo. Cause I think from all that bouncing, he was just shaking everything out. Right. Well, we get to the bathroom and we're having an issue because he's having so much fun playing that he doesn't want to stop what he's doing, that he is messing his pants.
Oh, no.
So here I am with my jacked up back and we're in the bathroom and he's doing like he's got to go poo poo. And I almost just ripped the pants down to put him on the toilet. But I thought about it because we've been having this incident and I peek and I look and sure enough, he crapped his pants.
So now
we're in the stall at this trampoline joint. And I'm trying to shimmy him out of his pants and out of his underwear without like just smearing it all down his legs. And while I'm doing this, he had picked his nose. So he had a booger on his finger.
Oh, the trifecta.
And so he's sitting there and I'm trying to get his pants and underwear off. And he's like, "Ew, ew, I got a boogie. I got a boogie."
He's more grossed out by the boogie than the poop in his pants?
Yes.
Okay.
So
I get
the booger off the finger. I get the pants off. I get the underwear off. We throw the underwear away because there is no saving underwear. And once again, we are in a bathroom that has no paper towels. I don't have backup underwear. I don't have wet wipes.
Damn.
I got nothing here. So I got my kid, Commando, with his poopy butt in the stall. And I'm like, "Listen, I got to run. And I got a wad of paper or a wad of toilet paper that I need to wet to try to clean my son's ass."
Oh, my God. Cluster, man.
So, and then I go, "Stay here." Does he stay? No. So now my kid is just running around bottomless in the bathroom at altitudes. I finally get him clean. We did the rest of the party, Commando. I got home, got him down for a nap, and I was just like, "I did that."
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did.
I did that.
You survived.
And then I popped a muscle relaxer.
All right. Survive in advance. That's what it is.
The Burt Show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.